From the sound of one of the world's biggest organs right down to your humble keyboard, it's all here on Organ First Radio. This month will see me meeting up at a local organ club with the first artist on the show today, someone who combines his time on the organ circuit with that of running his own artists' entertainments agency. Providing that all-important lively opener to the show then, here's Paul Roberts at the predominantly Barton Pipe Work organ in the American residence of Paul Maloff. From the show Gaze the Word, the tune is Vitality. Roberts playing Vitality. The owner of the organ, Paul Maloff, is credited with at least saving the magnificent Barton console that now controls his organ, which in the main came from the Granada Cinema in Kansas City. However, that beautiful console was originally in the Chicago Stadium, where it was played at all the hockey games by Danish-born Al Melgaard, who, as you'll hear on this next track, had to master the control of the organ whilst battling against a very lengthy time lag.
Thank you.
And I think had not the sound engineer faded the sound down at the end of that track, it'd still be reverberating to this day. Played by Al Melgard at the Barton organ that used to be in the Chicago Stadium, that was the old "She'll Be Wearing Pink Pyjamas When She Comes" number, or, to give it the correct title, "Coming Round the Mountain." Last month I had the pleasure of attending a concert given by Michael Waldridge, another organist who has a second string to his bow. In fact, he's got many strings. There's his column in the popular Keyboard Cavalcade magazine, and a partnership that finds him putting on all kinds of shows and theatre productions around the country. How he finds time to give solo concerts as well as make recordings and broadcasts, I'll never know. Obviously, a very happy guy. Michael Waldridge in a very get-happy frame of mind playing the Roland AT-15 with a very rare sound these days, that of a live drummer by the name of Phil Solomon. Well, that and the next track are taken from Michael Waldridge's last CD, which was titled Opus 1. And so, slowing the pace down now, here's the lovely ballad, Love Is Here to Stay. Thank you. Love Is Here to Stay, Michael Waldridge at the Roland AT15 with drummer Phil Solomon. On the couple of times that I've been to the USA, my wife and I have always tried to combine doing things on the tourist trail with setting aside time to meet up with friends. The last time we spent some wonderful hours in the company of one of the nicest and most generous of organists we know, Terry Charles. Terry began sending me recordings back in the 70s of the lovely organ that he'd built in the Kirk of Dunedin in Florida, and I'm happy to say we still keep in touch over 30 years later. So what better opportunity than to enjoy hearing Terry playing that organ right now. Beautiful ballad, If a Picture Paints a Thousand Words, played there by Terry Charles on a hybrid organ he built that I think now is probably in excess of 100 ranks. Well, whilst we were in his company, Terry took my wife and I on his cruiser down the Florida coastline, pointing out all the homes of the celebrities, and then in the evening we went to see one of the greatest Hammond organists of all time, the legendary Lenny D. Mr. Entertainer, Mr. Showman, call him what you will, but there'll never be another who could pack so much humour into both his playing and his nightclub act. Thank you. High Tide Boogie, played there by the late Lenny D. And it was Terry Charles who, 25 years ago, invited our very own Nicholas Martin to play three concerts at the Kirk of Dunedin, and thus becoming the first British organist to be featured at the Dunedin Celebrity Concerts. I was there to record that amazing concert, and a couple of months ago, Nicholas released some extracts in celebration of the 25 years that he's subsequently been back to play to audiences at the Kirk. Well, little did Nicholas know that in February of this year, that in the audience was none other than Rosa Rio, the famous organist who passed away a couple of months ago at the grand old age of 107. Now, I'll be playing some of her music later in the show today, but in the meantime, let's join the audience at the Kirk with Nicholas Martin back in 1985. Legend of the Glass Mountain, played by Nicholas Martin at his American debut concert at the Kirk of Dunedin in Florida back in 1985. And don't forget to check out Nick's latest celebratory CD details on our web pages. For a number of years in his more youthful days, Nicholas Martin got his first steps on the organ world ladder when he was playing at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. Also in that resort, and still there to this day, is popular organist entertainer Ray Willits, who's never lost his love of the Hammond organ, no matter which model he plays. Well, this time it's the sound of the EX2000 and the three tunes being Sunset Over Miami, Perfidia and Bessemer Mucho. Ray Willits. Thank you.
This is Michael Waldridge, and you're in tune with Organ First Radio, the brightest and best internet organ music show.
Chances are you won't have heard that tune before, because it comes from an advanced demo disc sent to me by a regular contributor to this show, Tony Whittaker. Played on unspecified keyboards, it was titled Pony and Trap, and is one of several pieces that Tony has composed, especially with organists in mind. There's another one on the disc that, given the time this month, I'd like to share with you. In the meantime, a belated request for Dave Rosenberger, one of several of my American listeners, who asks if I'd include a track from the George Wright CD titled Radio Days. The particular track that Dave enjoys is called Pavan.
Hello there. This is George Wright at the organ. And tonight again, another organ special. The Great Organ, formerly in the Paramount Theater in San Francisco. And this is The George Wright Show.
Thank you.
Van, played by the one and only George Wright and taken from one of his radio broadcasts. How I wish we had shows like that in this country, but having said that, the tracks on the George Wright Radio Days CD do hark back to the 60s. Well, as anyone who is a regular listener will know, I always enjoy turning back the clock in order to feature some sounds of organists and organs of days gone by, in the pre-electronic orchestra days. Here then is Eddie Baxter at an unspecified Lowry organ with The Fluter's Ball. Eddie Baxter having a bit of a knees up on the Lowry organ with The Fluter's Ball. This year seems to be one in which I found myself paying tributes to some organists who've given us so much pleasure when it comes to the music that we all love. On May the 13th, the grand dame of the organ world, Rosa Rio, died at the age of 107. And she was still playing organ events, concerts and accompanying silent movies at the Tampa Theatre in Florida when she was 106. Rosa was but 8 years of age when she first started having piano lessons, and by the age of 10 was accompanying silent movies in her hometown of New Orleans. They must have paid the kid in lollipops, but even so, she eventually went on to study music at a college and also at a special school, the Eastman School of Music, that concentrated on the art of silent movie film accompaniment. Then in 1927, along came the talkies. Al Jolson told the world that they hadn't heard nothing yet, and Rosa moved over to radio, where she was dubbed the Queen of the Soaps, providing organ music for no less than 24 soaps and radio programmes, performing in as many as 7 shows a day, running from one studio to the other. She always maintained that music had to have certain moods, and in this next extract from an LP that she made in 1976, you'll understand her thinking when she plays What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life? But first of all, her very appropriate signature tune, Everything's Coming Up Rosa.
presenting Rosa Rio.
Thank you.
What are you doing the rest of your life? Rosa Rio at the Long Island University Wurlitzer. Well, after spending 22 years in radio, it was inevitable that she moved on to the television side of things and eventually got married to the man who was to remain right up to the day she died as her manager, a total of 63 years. 1993 saw her moving to Florida, and she quickly became associated with the lovely Tampa Theatre, where she turned back the clock to those formative years when she accompanied silent movies. And thanks to YouTube, there are a number of clips on there showing her playing the Wurlitzer in that venue. In 2007, she revealed her true age for the very first time, having previously indicated that age was only a number and hers was unlisted. Less than a month after she attended Nicholas Martin's concert at the Kirk of Dunedin in Florida in February of this year, she fell and broke her hip. Infection set in, but seemingly this didn't stop her playing piano at her home. Surprisingly, and despite her many years as a performing organist, she made very few commercial recordings. In fact, I can only find two. Anyway, to bring this short tribute to Rosa Rio to a close, let's return to the Brooklyn Long Island University as she closes one of her many concerts in her own inimitable way. Sweet Gypsy Rose and A Wonderful Day Like Today. Rosa Rio. Sweet Gypsy Rose and A Wonderful Day Like Today, remembering the late Rosa Rio. A special thanks also to some friends in the United States and also to organist Lou Williams for sending me many local paper cuttings about Rosa, as well as allowing me to use some personal photographs. Well, here's a CD that sets a new standard when it comes to organ music releases. Titled Evolution Cool, it features Chris Anderson on his refurbished 1963 Hammond B3, accompanied by a four-piece combo and, in addition, a five-piece string ensemble who go under the title of, wait for it, the Love Sponge Orchestra. That title really knocks me out. The group, anyway, make quite a nice and refreshing change to that which we usually expect, as you'll hear in this arrangement of Josephine.
Take the ribbon from your head, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm asking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong. I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Mm-hmm. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. And it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Help me make it through the night.
Josephine, and then that was followed by Help Me Make It Through the Night. Or if you prefer, Josephine, Help Me Make It Through the Night. The Hammond organ and vocals there by Chris Anderson, a combo, and the Love Sponge Orchestra. It's really a nice release from Across the Big Pond, and full details are on the MSS web pages. Okay, so once again it's time to put away all the recordings for another month and sit back and await any of your requests, and also for any new commercial organ releases to come my way. I do have already a couple of requests that it'll be my pleasure to include, and there is a chance of at least one new organ CD that I know about. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, until this time next month. Bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.